You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Grace Rouvray from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Friday, April 12th. A new survey revealed that 9 out of 10 junior doctors in Victoria are worried about making mistakes due to burnout and fatigue. The new report, which has sparked concerns for patient safety, said that Victorian junior doctors work under the nation's worst conditions and a high number are considering leaving the profession. More than 400 medical professionals answered the survey, which also found 87% reported working unpaid overtime in the past year, with many of them concerned that if they spoke out or claimed unpaid hours, it would hurt their career. The union says the public health system has an entrenched practice of wage theft, and an unacceptably high number of junior doctors were actively considering leaving the job. Social media platform Instagram says it's deploying a feature that will automatically blur nudity in direct messages. The platform said it's testing out the feature as part of its campaign to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse and to make it tougher for criminals to contact teens. Sexual extortion or sextortion involves persuading a person to send illicit photos online and threatening to make the images public unless the victim pays money or engages in sexual favours. Instagram and other social media companies have faced growing criticism for not doing enough to protect young people. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, apologised to the parents of victims of such abuse during a US Senate hearing earlier this year. The feature will be turned on by default globally for teens under 18, and adult users will get a notification encouraging them to activate it. Under new performance standards, Australia Post will take longer to deliver letters. From Monday, letters will be delivered every second day instead of every day for 98% of locations across Australia. Letter volumes have declined by two-thirds since their peak in 2008, and last year letter businesses recorded a $182 million loss. After trials were set up last year, capital city households may already be familiar with the letter delivery extension. Australia Post said the new delivery model will be rolled out nationally by the end of 2025, with posties delivering priority mail, express letters and parcels every day, with standard letters and unaddressed mail every second day. The government has assured Australians the minimum number of post offices across the nation won't change. A game-changing drug is being developed in Australia to help stroke victims. The drug is a neuroprotective drug that aims to reduce brain tissue death after a stroke and extends the treatment window for patients, which aims to pave the way to prevent serious injury. Strokes are one of the five leading causes of death in Australia. The drug will start to be tested on 92 patients in phase two of its clinical trial. Phase 1 has already determined it is safe in human volunteers, and the second phase aims to determine whether the drug is well tolerated and if it does reduce the degree of brain injury. If the drug is deemed successful, it could prove life-changing across the world, and administering the drug as soon as paramedics are on the scene could slow the rapid death of brain cells during a stroke. That's your evening news headlines. On Monday's episode, Claire Murphy is talking about the new documentary Quiet on Set and how these shocking revelations impact our sense of self, the theft of innocence, and how it impacts our reliance on nostalgia. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.